I think they're a better team right now this year than they were last year. But again, it all goes back to the most important position. And that means there's a ton of pressure on one Daniel Jones to come through this year. And I hope he does. And if he doesn't, guess what? You know, they're gonna be have another high draft pick. And then the determination will be like, you know, do you let Joe Shane do that? Now, here's the thing. I mean, you know, Andrew Thomas has been a great high draft pick. I believe that Malik Nabers is going to be a really good high draft pick. Maybe Kayvon Thibodeau turns out to be a really good high draft pick. I mean, Evan Neal, still the you know, the question is still out about him. I mean, they've done some good things here. And I think this offseason, I felt like they've done the right things.
Yeah, I think so, too. Except for the fact that, you know, they didn't solve anything really with the quarterback. But what can you do? I mean, the price was too high. And neither one of those, or all three of those teams at the top of the draft, were not trading back. And
because they all needed quarterbacks.
Right. So that we just, and I'm happy that they didn't end up. I mean, I would have liked to see Michael Penix, the Giants pick, but I'm happy for Giants fans that they didn't take J.J. McCarthy. I think that was a smart thing, too.
I mean, Michael Penix, for me, you know, maybe that was a little bit too high, and maybe Malik Nabers has got such a huge upside that maybe he becomes the next Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, OBJ out of LSU. Maybe that's the case, and if that is the case, then you can't argue with the draft pick, because we all know how important these wide receivers are. But you know how I felt about Michael Penix? I really think he's a terrific player. He's a little bit of an older player, has gone through some injuries, extremely accurate throwing the football. I was kind of happy that Atlanta drafted him, because he gets to watch how to become a pro behind Kirk Cousins.
Yes, and Kirk
Cousins. Here, you've been fighting for the starting job.
Yeah, but he's a guy who's been through a lot. He's not like a guy who played only a handful of college games like Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold did. I mean, he's someone that I think could have come in here and had a better chance of having success if he started, I don't know, halfway through the season.
But I also don't think that he fits what Brian Daboll wants to do.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll wants a movement quarterback that can make plays in the running game as much as he can from the pocket and then extend plays. I don't really feel like Michael Penix is that type of player. I feel like Michael Penix is more of your Brock Purdy type player, where he's going to sit in the pocket and he's going to read the defense and he's going to just deliver the football. And, you know, maybe Caleb Williams is more the type of player that Brian Daboll would have wanted, because he can do a lot of different things, sometimes you just can't draw up.
Yeah, and you saw in the preview of the next episode where they ask, is Jaden Daniels a guy you would trade up for? And Brian Daboll says yes. So, I mean, that's the type of guy that he wants. He wants a more mobile guy.
And he also doesn't want to play against them twice a year.
Right.
Which he will end up doing. You know, the other thing, too, I was reading about Caleb Williams and his contract.
Yeah, what he was trying to do with it.
I love the fact that he was trying to do this. Now, I'm telling you, if the NFL is going to go to 18 games,
mm-hmm.
or potentially 20 games that Mike Florio floated out there on Pro Football Talk, there's got to be a lot of give back to the players if that's going to be the case. And one of those give backs is got to be to get rid of the franchise tagging system. It's got to go. And there's got to be a much quicker path to free agency for the players, because you are now asking them to play extra games, which is now subjecting them to potential injuries in the same season, as opposed to the season being over. And therefore, these players have got to get to free agency faster, and they got to be able to move, and the money has got to be more guaranteed. So if the players can somehow extract and get rid of some of these things and extract more money in terms of guarantees, even more money than they're getting now, then maybe I see the agreements maybe happening to extend the season.